Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm Mark Blunden, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. What's the perfect environment for training to go to the moon packed into a spaceship? Underwater here on Earth, of course, preferably in the confines of a submarine.
Submarines and the space station or spacecraft, no matter where they're traveling, you're sending human beings to live, work, and accomplish a mission in a place where human beings aren't evolved to live. Yeah. Whether that's the depths of the ocean or the vacuum of space.
That's veteran submariner Kayla Barron, who's already logged a six-month mission to the International Space Station to conduct scientific experiments.
And it was actually my experience in the submarine force that inspired me to be an astronaut in the first place. Growing up, I was aware of the space program and inspired by it, but I never dreamed that I could become an astronaut until I served aboard a submarine. It's just really a similar environment.
Now Barron hopes to be the first woman to set foot on the moon as part of NASA's Artemis mission.
We have a ton to learn about the moon that can tell us about our planet and our solar system. We explored this tiny little area of the moon during Apollo. And so I'm really excited to see the scientific discoveries that will come out of the geology work we do there. But for me, I'm also super excited that we're going to be developing and testing all of the technologies that we'll use to send human beings to Mars.
Staying with space, and a fearsome solar tornado that's 14 times larger than Earth has been captured swirling on the sun's surface. Footage shows plasma and heat roaring to more than 74,500 miles high and roaring at over 300,000 miles per hour. The tornado was uncovered by astrophotographer Apollo Lasky using images from NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory to create the amazing video. Lasky says the cyclone was twisting on the sun's north pole for 3 days and culminated in hurling a vast cloud of magnetized gas into space. Researchers have linked an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza with the deaths of more than 330 New England seals last summer. Bird flu and its H5N1 strain, responsible for about 60 million poultry deaths in the US since October 2020, with similar numbers in Europe. The virus was known to have spilled over from birds into mammals, such as mink, foxes, skunk and bears, but those were mostly small localised events. Now the team from Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine at Tufts University, who published their seal study in the journal Emerging Infectious Diseases, found at least 3 strains of the flu viruses crossed the Atlantic, which was consistent with waves of infection in birds. Next. A government study has revealed that a drug-resistant and potentially deadly fungus is spreading rapidly through US healthcare facilities. Researchers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported the fungus, which is a type of yeast called Candida auris, can cause severe illness in people with weakened immune systems. The fungus was identified in 2009 in Asia and has been detected in more than half of all US states, while the number of infections in the US increased by 95% between 2020 and 2021. About one-third of people who became sick with C. auris die. However, the fungus, which is found on the skin and throughout the body, is not a threat to healthy people. Now, Amazon has said it will cut another 9,000 jobs across its global businesses in the next few weeks. The e-retailer's chief exec, Andy Jassy, told staff the move will reduce jobs in its web services advertising PXT Solutions division and Twitch live streaming arm. Jassy said the business has sought to cut costs and personnel in response to an uncertain economy. Let's go to the ads. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, it's the real-life lightsaber. Why not hit rate and follow in the meantime?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Beavers are to be reintroduced to West London after 400 years in a bid to help tackle climate change and promote biodiversity. The rodents were once hunted to near extinction in the UK, but now they're returning to a built-up area in the London borough of Ealing in a project led by local community and conservation groups to demonstrate their benefits to people and nature. Paradise Fields is a 24-acre area of woodland and wetlands in urban Greenford in the north of the borough. The site will be open to the public for safaris after the beavers are brought in from Tayside in Scotland, which is expected to be this autumn. Sir David Attenborough has planted an oak tree in honour of the late Queen to officially open a new Platinum Jubilee woodland in London's Richmond Park. The 96-year-old naturalist and television presenter described Elizabeth II as a great lover of trees, who was very fond of the Royal Parks and said the new wood was a fitting tribute to her memory. It's one of the final few to be planted as part of the Queen's Green Canopy initiative. The oak is one of 70 new young broadleaf trees, one for each year of the Queen's reign in the new woodland, joining Dutch elm disease resistant elms, small-leaved limes and sweet chestnuts. And finally, Disney has demonstrated what's being described as an actual lightsaber, which releases a glowing blue blade from the hilt, all at the touch of a button. Disney has not revealed the technology behind the lightsaber. However, the company was awarded a patent titled Sword Device with retractable internally illuminated blade, which describes a lightsaber hilt working much like a motorized tape measure. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. And we'll be back on Wednesday at 1 p.m. See you then.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.